For much of written history, world events followed charted routes. Oracles and seers mapped out the future in the stars above, and their prophecies always gave a reliable view of the ages to come. Until a god died a century ago. No one saw that coming, and now, the old prophecies are failing. Oracles go mad, and seers desperately try to account for the loss of the future. While some cry out that the world is at an end, they've been doing so for 100 years now, and the world is still here. It's just unclear where things are going. The future of Galarian is open, ready to receive the triumphs and failures of a new generation of heroes. Welcome to Rise of the Rune Lords.
See this horror show?
And sort for descending. It was a long initiative turn order.
You don't say.
17 enemies you're dealing with right now.
Quote unquote, 17. Right now is the words I'm afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it could have been 27, yeah.
Here's the thing, we're at a choke point. We have people with AoE spells. It's not as bad as it sounds, especially if they happen to be mooks rather than...
Yeah, tactically you're not too terribly off, but...
Yeah, but maybe we shouldn't celebrate yet.
You're assuming that they're going to come to us and not just wait us out.
There is that.
I'm just saying don't celebrate yet.
But if they're going to wait us out and give us all the time we need to prep, we'll be fine.
It's not like they can prep more than... This is their place. They've already prepped all they can. They give us time to sneak around and figure out what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, sneaking around's gonna happen now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, if it was light out, wrong. That whole darkness problem.
Okay, last session, we ended with an ogre calling for reinforcements, yelling, "Intruders!"
Oh, God.
We're gonna pick up Ogre-nator. Right off of that. Ogre-nator. We are at the top of initiative turn order. All of the new enemies have been added. There are now a total of 17, whereas before you were fighting 4.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ilric.
Yes?
You get to start us off.
Oh, shit.
Appropriate reaction is appropriate.
Well, the ogre I tried to take a shot at last time, I will do it again.
All right. Your second attack hits.
Yes. So I'm not trying to kill someone with oven mittens.
I don't know what that means. But no.
Didn't you have gravity bow active?
Yes.
Yeah. Why is it rolling D10 for damage? It should be rolling 2D6.
Because she didn't adjust her bow for the gravity bow. She's just clicking the thing. I thought you were on my team.
That's what we all thought.
Traitor.
Surprise!
Double agent.
It was me, Austin.
Leave it up to the Chalaxian to betray us.
Ooh.
Or the Cardassians.
Ow. At least you're a Chalaxian and not a Cardassian.
What the fuck?
Am I Chalaxian?
I don't know.
Word but on the street.
Is funny.
Your appearance is that of a Chalaxian, yeah.
Technically, my appearance and ethnicity is Aslanti, but yes.
Which is Chalaxian.
All right, Chalax.
So, this should be 2d6 plus 4. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same damage.
Nice.
We can work on fixing that later, I'm sure.
Zanisha will take a 5-foot step. Not totally out of the area yet, but working on it. And she's going to touch Walks with Birds.
Not even asking consent. Oof.
Does that hit your touch attack, AC?
Huh, let me confirm. Yes. It beats a 14.
Ah. Oh, shit. Yeah, it does. Take 2 points of wisdom damage.
No save?
I don't believe there's a save. Let me double check.
Okay.
Nope. It's just a wisdom drain. Oh, drain, not damage. Drain.
What?
That's even worse.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, no save. Wisdom drain of 1d4. Result was a 2. So 2 points of wisdom drain.
Well, priority target acquired.
Okay.
Damn, Zanisha.
What ogre is this? It's one of these guys? Yeah, it is. What's their speed? 40. Okay, double move for him. Where's this guy? This guy's gonna move over to here. And will ogre hook Barmy. This will only be the first of the two rolls because of the move. Hey, a crit. Not a confirmation.
It doesn't matter. It's enough to take me down.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go get my coffee now. After all, okay. My death row.
Yeah, it is your turn. So give me a fortitude save. Not a fortitude save. Constitution. You don't get any of those fun fortitude bonuses on a death save.
So my total is a 10.
Which is not enough. So you continue bleeding out, take one more point of damage, essentially, and your status does not change. So what happens when you begin dying? Once you fall below 0 hit points, you fall unconscious and are bleeding out, in a sense. You roll a constitution check to either meet or beat 10 plus your negative points. If you make it, you quit bleeding out, you're stable, but you're still unconscious. So you no longer risk dying at that point, but you're not really back in the fight either. If someone stabilizes you, that does the same thing. If you continue to fail to the point where you would be negative your con score, not your bonus, but your actual total score, that's when your character is dead and would need magics or something to bring them back. You're not dead yet, but you are in the bleakness. Finwar.
Yep. Well, first off, I am casting Stabilize on Barmy.
Is he within your range?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
And then I'm going to step backwards 5 steps. And that's my turn.
Mirana.
All right. First thing that happens is the combat maneuver for Hungry Earth against Anisha.
That's a... just the combat maneuver.
Yes, the ground is trying to grapple her.
Right. That does not hit.
All right, then.
Her wriggly snake tail body is not easy to hold on to.
In that case, full round action. Rana reaches into one of her pouches and pulls out a lump of wax. And staring at this ogre here, begins molding it.
All right.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Marcus.
Yeah, not the original plan, but I think there. And Marcus will reach into a pouch, pull out the small stone figure of an armored wolf, place it on the floor, and quietly whisper a word to it. As it transforms back into a full-sized Dalmere.
Okay. I need a couple rolls now for Dalmere, as he did not get the benefit of having your life bubble.
No, he did not. But he would be... Oh, yeah, because I didn't put his...
Dalmere is large?
He is.
Yes.
Cool. And Marcus would be putting him on that side of that him.
Side. Okay.
Specifically. Yeah. Let's make sure...
I need a fortitude save. As he instantly becomes awoken into an area with thin air and freezing temperatures.
Believe that should be enough.
And I need another save for the freezing temps.
Oh, second. Okay.
Yeah, there's two effects going on. There's thin air and freezing temps.
Okay.
You save on both. You will not need to make another save for Dalmere for these conditions for another hour.
Okay. Yeah. So does Dalmere need to roll to enter initiative or anything like that?
Dalmere goes on your initiative.
Okay. That'll make it nice and easy then.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marcus will quietly utter the command to attack. At which point, 5 foot step and bite.
Both attacks hit. The second attack is a potential crit, but does not confirm.
Ignore the second attack. It's still...
Oh.
I still have not found a way of getting it to specify on this sheet, ignore iterative attacks. It's weird. Yeah, and because he has successfully bitten 27 to trip.
15 points of damage. And a 27 on the trip. Which is enough to trip this ogre. Kep. Is that all for your turn?
Yeah. I wish I could do more, unfortunately.
Don't mind me, just moving ogres.
Giving that perception of hope.
They were far enough away that it takes them a while to move up to you, even with their double movements. Alright, walks with birds. It is now your turn.
So, this snake lady that just gave me a bad touch.
Mm-hmm.
What do I know about her?
Monstrous humanoid is dungeoneering, yes? Or is that a nature? I can never remember.
Nature is monstrous humanoid.
All right. Nature. Nature really? Check, sir. Yeah.
Something I'm good at.
Yeah. Also, you have seen her picture before.
Have I?
Yeah. This is one of the two pictures that Marcus showed you.
Oh. Man. Crappy roll is crap.
you get two questions and identify her as a Lamia matriarch.
Lamia matriarch, okay.
A chaotic, evil, large, monstrous humanoid.
Okay. So, top of mind question. Can she bad touch me again, and if so, how frequently?
Yes, as much as she wants to touch you.
Sounds like you're asking about the special abilities or special attacks.
No, I asked what I meant to ask.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, her touch is bad.
Hmm.
And it doesn't have a save at all?
No save.
Hmm.
What is her hit dice?
Alamia's hit dice is normally 12. She looks a little more sturdy. You believe that she has more than 12.
Okay.
You're not sure how many more, but it's definitely more than a normal Lamia matriarch.
Okay. I've about exhausted my my raging attention span, so smashy smash.
Roger that.
Wait, we don't have Bless or any of that, do we, anymore?
No, Bless ran out when we were sneaking.
Yeah.
Second attack definitely doesn't hit. The first attack has a chance to hit. Rolling a d6 for her mirror image. Sorry, d7. A 1 hits her, any other number is an image. You have popped an image.
Okay.
Your second attack missed by a large enough margin that it did not pop an image.
Okay. Then 5 foot back. That's it.
Really? Choosing to 5 foot back. Interesting. And more ogre movement. Lumberbund stands up. Lumberbund moves forward. More ogre movement. That guy's stuck in a pit. He can't move anywhere. That takes us back to the top with Uruk.
Walk with birds. Do you need help?
Would be nice.
Consider it done. I will take aim at the snake-like thing behind Walk with Birds.
Okay.
I think you need to duck Walk with Birds or crouch.
Or lift a leg.
Both attacks miss.
Glad put it for...
It is now Zanisha's turn. She will 5 foot step out of that grappling area. And poke at Walks with Birds with her spear.
First one hits.
14 points of damage.
Yep. Okay.
And now we're back to moving ogres. You can hear heavy footsteps both from the west and the northwest. The chamber to your west that you all know is there is just echoing with ogre grunts of hustling. All right. This guy is going to attack Dalmir from prone. Miss both attacks. Barmy is safe and stable.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
So, what else can I do during my turn if I'm stabilized?
Nothing. You just don't need to roll your death saves anymore. Your constitution saves.
Okie doke.
Unless you take more damage. Something drastic, coup de grace you or whatnot.
There's a bunch of them coming. I'm sure something might step on me.
Finn.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Dispel Magic on Zanisha.
that will need an SR check.
Is it an SR check? Because it says there's no spell resistance.
The spell doesn't have SR? Ooh. Well then. What are you attempting to dispel?
I want to dispel all her images.
Okay. And you need to roll a caster level check that equals or exceeds, what, 10 plus caster level? Is that what it is?
11 plus caster level, yeah. Spells caster level.
11 plus caster level. Okay. See if you can do it.
God damn it.
That is not enough.
Screw you, Zanisha.
All right, Marana.
All right, sadly, I misread a thing on my last turn, so I can't actually do what I was doing.
Oops.
Yeah, I misread the range on it. Let's move. I don't want to be behind you if I'm doing this. I don't have a line for that that's not going to hit either Dalmir or Barmy.
Can you move up further?
As in up or to my right?
Yeah, up. If you move up, you might find it's worthwhile. Maybe.
Why do I get scared when he says that?
Elisus.
I mean, I still don't have a line that won't hit Dalmir or Barmy.
Who cares about Dalmir? Cough, cough.
I mean,
maybe one person would.
I was going to say, Dalmir's still up and doing his job. I'm down. There's a point of useful and not useful right now.
True.
You can't help me until they're all dead, because they're in your way.
Now, frying Barmy is probably a bad idea. Dalmir definitely has the hit points to soak, regardless. Yeah, you got a nice line where you could do some really good stuff.
All right, so right about here, I need a 5-foot sphere.
Ow. Oh. For...
Aggressive Thundercloud.
Okay, I'm going to copy this light source.
It does give the same light as a candle.
As a candle?
Yes.
All right, so that is a 5-foot bright and a 5-foot dim. Save settings. Cut. Right there, you said.
All right, and I need to be able to move it.
Okay.
Alright, it's immediately going to move here, which is going to trigger that, and...
Reflex save, yes?
Yeah, reflex save.
And nat 1.
That's good.
So it does take 7 lightning damage.
Okay. Damage received.
It does provide concealment, but, I mean, it's only 5 foot and that dude is large, so.
Yeah.
It conceals his leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. Anything else you're doing?
No, that's it.
Okay. Marcus.
Seeing where Marana's positioned herself, he'll direct Dalmir to move sideways.
I mean, she was also kind of using him for cover.
Yeah.
I know, but Marcus knows you like to use lightning bolt, though, so. Do I need to do that, or can I do something
about this?
More fun?
I'll tell you around before I'm going to do it so you can move him.
Okay.
Now is not yet the time.
Fair enough. Yeah, that'll work. In which case...
That was the perfect time, honestly. But
yeah, easily. Okay, everyone can have haste. And then Dalmir is going to... These guys on the ground seem to like fighting on the ground rather than standing up, but... Yeah, Dalmir's going to attack the prone ogre. With bonus for prone, that'd be 21. I think that hits.
It does hit. You have fell your first ogre of this group.
Cool.
Congratulations.
16 to go.
Okay, in which case, second attack from haste will go against this. I think he's a giant, you said?
No, he's a hill giant.
Yeah. For a 19 to hit.
That does not hit. Cool. Hey, Barmy, I just thought of something.
Oh, dear. This doesn't sound good.
Barmy, would you like high or low?
With the way you're rolling against me, I'll take low.
How low can you go?
Low it is. Okay, cool.
I should have asked if it was a positive or negative first. Fuck.
If you get it right, it's always positive for you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The thought that crossed my mind was, you had a lit torch in your hand when you fell unconscious.
Eat me.
Did it go out?
It's an ever-burning torch. It doesn't go out. Unless it's put out, and then it can be reignited. That's how they work, right? The magic torches?
Yeah, they're not actual. Oh,
right,
flame.
It's ever-burning. Okay, I thought it was an actual torch. I'm like, okay, fire. Do you catch on fire from your own torch?
No, it's otherwise I wouldn't have been able to pull it out and light it just as one action. Yeah.
Okay. On with the march of the ogres.
Also, I see you trying to get me to waste my lightning bolts.
No, actually, it would have been a great time for a lightning bolt.
The rest of them were out of range.
It's a 400-foot line, isn't it?
120.
Oh. Even at your level right now, it's only 120?
It doesn't...
It's a fixed.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Yeah, that would have wasted your lightning bolt. Never mind.
Do not fire until you see the whites of their eyes.
Yeah, pretty much what's going on right now off camera that you can't see, like in between the light zones, right? There's a staircase between those two rooms, and they're all funneled on that staircase.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And you would have hit like all of them.
Yeah, this room is also small, though.
Yes, yes.
So I will let them march into a kill box.
They will. There are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, walks with birds.
Okay. Feeling a little more emboldened by the haste.
The haste attack will hit, potentially. And the other two are both close enough to pop an image.
Well, the first attack, quote unquote, is a nat one.
Oh, well then no. It will definitely miss.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter. Good call out. I missed that. All right, so you've popped one image. And then your haste hits, because haste is technically after the iteration. So we've got a D5. One hits her. No. So you have popped two images on this turn.
So three down total?
Yep. And then Lunderbun's going to attack Dalmir. Both of which miss. Pre-Ogre's still in a pit. How long does that pit last for?
Runs per level, so it's got another 5 rounds, I think.
Okay.
Oh, no, 1 round plus 1 round per level, so 6 rounds.
6 rounds remaining. Cool. Uruk, we're back to the top with you.
I'll move up, so I stand just behind Walk with Birds. And then I will take my throwing axe and hit that snake-like thing.
Throwing at Zanisha?
Yes.
Alright. 25 just hits. That is a hit opportunity. Let us roll to see if you actually hit. Rolling a d4, one hits her, anything else is an image. You actually hit her. Alright.
Is this provoked by chance?
It does not.
So you actually hit her and now she's mad.
And then attacking Walks with Birds.
That's just me. That first one hits.
Yep.
You see, is a 26.
Are you still standing?
I might look a little scruffed.
Okay. Charging in to attack Delmir. So this will have a plus 2 on it. 25 will still miss.
Yeah, okay.
And Barmy is still unconscious. Ogre. More ogre. Ben.
Okay, I'm going to cast Chain of Perdition right here.
Okay.
Should I explain what it is?
That's the static one, isn't it?
I meet an object, the 10-foot reach, and I can move it on my turn. Yeah.
Yeah.
It can perform dirty tricks, you know, blinder, tangle, drag, reposition, and trip.
Is it going to?
It's going to attempt to blind Zanisha.
All right. Roll a combat maneuver check, then.
I'm going to be using caster level instead.
Sure.
Don't use pure caster level, because it adds your stat on it as well. Use concentration check instead.
Concentration? Okay.
Unless you've got bonuses to that. Specifically.
Let me just check real quick.
I liked it better when Marcus was on my team.
Okay, so a concentration check instead.
Or, you know, set up a custom attack for it.
There you go. No.
That is not enough. You do not blind her.
Damn it. That stupid snake bitch.
Marana.
Marana is going to look at Marcus and say, when you get a chance, I could... and she's like rubbing the spot where the fucking javelin impaled her. Use a little shoring up in the clear line of fire. And I'm going to hold my turn until after Marcus.
Okay. Marcus.
Yes, I will follow through with that. Marcus will 5 foot step, pull out a wand, and cast a healing spell from that on Marana. And he dropped Dalmir to move sideways to make room. Dalmer will 5 foot step, and this giant is annoying. So bite. 25.
Hit.
Minimum damage again. Trip.
Will trip.
Haste attack. Will definitely hit.
It did another minimum damage.
It likes rolling ones on the damage. It really does. Oh well.
Woogie. Marana.
Alright, move action. Happy little cloud is going to move here. He gets a reflex save. That's not enough. And then every big bastard on that line.
Is that line?
Yeah, close enough.
You're trying to miss Barmy, right?
Yeah. So it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I can't see if there's any in the dark.
You might see them with the lightning, maybe.
Well, I just mean for the purposes of him knowing who has to roll reflex saves.
Yeah. So we go zappity, zappity, zappity. And reflex saves for this dude. Nat 1. And fail. 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 And the last one, also a fail.
All right, dice. I know I ask for a lot. Not bad. No twos or ones. I'll take that.
Really decent damage, you know.
And above average.
Yep.
Cup.
And that'll do for that. And don't worry, we got more of those in the back pocket.
All right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's what I like to see. Red X's popping up all along the line.
Y'all didn't need no frontliners. Fuck you talking about?
Well, you see, what they've done is made Marana angry.
Marana needs to be more angry more often.
Move in and take a swipe at Marana, but that movement does provoke from Dalmir, I believe.
Okay.
The very last 5 foot of that movement.
Cool. That'll hit. For not minimum damage, yay.
Not a lot, though.
And a maybe dumped on his ass. But probably not.
Trip attempt succeeds. So he flails at Marana as he's falling. Because it doesn't change the attack one way or another.
He just brings his club down as he's falling.
And misses her. Just barely.
My god.
1 point off. Way closer than you want. Second ogre will run up to here. Put it on top of everybody. And attack Dalmir. No. Third ogre is dead.
Oh, look, the actual lightning bolt coming out.
And we will throw a javelin from this guy. First one he saw coming around that corner is Marana.
Objectively, I would think they would only see Dalmir, but all the large ogres in the way.
Yeah, well, it's a ranged attack, so at the very least, Marana has some fairly decent cover because of the large ogres in the way.
Yeah, this is not likely to hit, but throw it anyway. Oh shit, crit chance.
Not likely not to a, hit.
No, not a confirm. On the ground. Does not confirm, but is a crit chance, so that will hit for 9 points.
Getting really sick of these big bastards.
Pokey pokey. Walks with birds.
Yep. The niche needs to go away.
The first attack and the haste attack are potential hits. The second attack was a nat 1. So, first attack, let us roll a d4 to see if you pop an image or hit her. You pop an image. And now let us roll a d3. Another image is popped.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Cool. All right, this guy steps up here and will throw a javelin at Dalmir. Missing. The next ogre steps up and had to double move to get there. This guy in the back will throw a javelin at Marana. Misses her and steps over. This guy in the pit watches his pit timer tick down, because that's all he can really do. A couple of the ogres run off to the sides, having seen the lightning bolt. And that takes us back to the top with Uruk. Uruk.
Yes.
I will never pronounce that name, I don't think.
And that's the point with a name like that.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I shall rename you Bob.
Oh man, that's bad. I will take my second throwing axe and put my luck on the snake thing.
Yeah, that is a potential hit. So we roll a D2 to see if you pop the last image or hit her. You pop the final image. Anything else you want to do?
Oh, no. I'm fine, thank you.
Okay. Zanisha's turn.
You want to know what I hope my love for chaos is going to do or about to happen?
No idea.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Hmm?
Minimum rule.
One image per 3 caster levels. So how many per?
5 images. That's her turn. Because that's the standard action, so she doesn't get an attack while doing that. But it is a spell-like, it doesn't provoke.
Spell-likes provoke? It's supernatural that doesn't.
Spell-like doesn't provoke.
Spell-like does provoke, unless it specifically says in the text it doesn't.
Why aren't you on my side anymore, man?
He finally figured out who his team was.
It's all fine and dandy until there's people dying.
I'm 95% certain on this.
Oh, they just don't require any activation. There's no vocal anything. That's what they're missing.
Yeah.
There's no components or anything with it.
Yeah.
So I think you owe him a couple attacks.
He gets an attack.
Well, it could have been done defensively. Yes.
Yeah, it works like a spell, so it can be done defensively, yes.
All right. She's smart enough to know that.
Yeah, that'll do it.
It gets cast.
It's just a flat DC, not my CMD.
Correct.
Okay.
Unless it's, you
15 have, plus double the spell level.
Unless you have, like, the disruptive chain of feats that make it harder.
Nope.
Disruptive builds are fun.
Disruptive builds are very anti-caster, yeah.
Yeah, I built a Magus once who was disruptive. It was all about getting up close and not letting them do any spells back. Alright. Now that I've been betrayed fully, we can move on.
You exaggerate, sir.
I do. It's all in fun.
You still have more than half your ogres. No complaints.
They can pretty much only hit on crits anyway.
I have been doing nothing since 5 minutes into combat, so meh.
Don't worry, you'll be fine.
You and your crits. Even though I didn't complain that somehow your ogre with the same initiative roll as me had a higher dex modifier than me to go before me.
I don't know what to tell you about that one.
You'll just suffocate beneath the corpses.
Oh, that misses. This ogre swings at Dalmir. Missing. Barmy is still unconscious. Finn.
Okay, first let's try and reposition Sinesha with the chains.
Oh, interesting.
So, same as last time, concentration check.
Mm-hmm.
Please. No.
No, that's worse.
Okay, pull out my wand. I'm not done. That was just the chains.
Oh, okay.
Granted, cursed wand, but yeah, let's try it. And fire it off at this ogre right here. Let's see. Okay, good. 13 damage to that ogre.
Roger that. 13 damage. Marcus.
Let's start with... Yeah, let's start with Dalmir.
Does Dalmir have the reach to hit this one?
No. He's quadruped, so he only has 5 foot reach at the moment.
Okay. I was just checking.
Yeah, let's start with Dalmir attacking the prone ogre.
Okay. That'll hit.
Okay. 5 foot step, continue full attack into the one that's now in front of him. Wait, thanks to haste. That should hit. And that should dump him on his ass as well. Meanwhile, Marcus. Hey, Marcus will cast another healing spell from the wand. Amarana.
Alright, thank you.
And do I want to move anywhere? No, here's good. Yeah, that's me.
Yep, Marana.
Alright, so this conga line right here.
Yeah.
They need to make reflex saves.
Yeah. Does the 17 pass?
That's what I'm checking.
I think it's close, but I'm not sure.
Shouldn't do.
I'm thinking it's 19, but I want to be
the
positive.
19 was the magic number.
Yeah, see, it's like I know your character somehow.
Oh. Taking the 5-foot drop into the pocket like I was thinking about. Could have studied your back foot for the throw. Instead, I will use the move action. Move this happy little guy here. That one needs to make another reflex save.
Magic number 19, did that hit? Or is this one a different DC?
It's a different DC. That one's actually 18 because it's only a level 2 spell.
Oh no, I surpassed it. Now I take half damage.
No, that reflex negates aggressive thundercloud.
Yay! No damage. Even better.
That's my turn.
Okay. That ogre is dead. We remove him from the tracking list. This ogre is prone. He will make a Hail Mary attack at Dalmir. It is not a crit.
He don't quite need a crit to hit down there, but...
Yeah, I pretty much need a crit. Javelin's at Mirana. Hey, that's a crit and a nat 20 on the confirmation.
Yep.
Down. Hell.
Damn.
That's 27 points of damage from one javelin.
That barely did more damage than the non-crit that I got hit with. Ah!
Well, it's a different weapon. An ogre hook is a lot more punishing than a javelin.
I know.
So Mirana is downed and dying. Who walks with the birds?
The dance continues with Zanisha. Well, there's a critical threat in there.
All right, so your first attack is a hit potential. Your second attack, or haste attack rather, was a nat 1. And your second attack is a nat 20. So roll the confirmation on that.
Okay.
That would confirm. So if that hit goes through and doesn't pop an image instead, you will do a lot of damage.
Please hit her this time.
Oh yeah.
Do it.
So, 2 hit chances. The first hit is a D6. Pops an image. Second will be a D5. Also pops an image.
Yep.
Crap.
I went from 5 to 2. It should have been 5 to 3.
No, that's correct. Just leave it at 2.
Marcus, help me. They're against me. that's fun. Okay. And that's back to ogres. No. Throws a javelin at walks with birds. Missing. Terribly.
Wow. He could only hit me on a crit, FY.
Yeah, that's pretty much true for all of these guys right now.
Okay.
This guy steps up and swings at Dalmir. Hey, check a line on this one. I think I got line, but... Yeah, I can see Dalmir from there. Javelin's at Dalmir. Nopes. This guy's pit ticks down. That's a thing out of context. Sogar moves up to here, I guess. Throws a javelin at Marcus. He doesn't know what's going on. And that ogre cowers. That's back to the top with Uruk.
Same procedures every year, James. Throwing axe at the snake-like thingy.
How many throwing axes do you have?
5 in all.
Wow. Proceed. That will miss.
Dang it.
Would you like to move anywhere?
Yeah, I think I will back down a bit so I can get some, hopefully, some protection from the wall on my left.
Cool, yeah.
And that's it.
So that will be Zanisha's turn. She will 5 foot.
I will frustrated grunt at her.
She will attack and then 5 foot, rather.
Nay.
None of those hit, do they?
Not a one. PC is 26 with haste.
So close, yet so far away. Krieg ogres. Ah, so many. Javelins at Delmir. Delmir is the biggest threat right now that they can perceive. Though they see a few smaller people back there, and they're like, ah, casters, but Delmir. Nothing doing. This guy swings at Delmir. Barmy is still unconscious. Finwarren.
Okay, let's try and reposition Zanisha again. Maybe.
No.
Just, okay, then I'll cast Stabilize on Morana, and that'll be my turn.
Okay. Marcus.
Yeah. That makes life slightly simpler. Okay, first of all, Dalmir versus prone ogre. He's still alive and kicking?
Yes.
Okay. Then second attack from haste.
A crit chance with another nat 20 on the confirmation, yeah?
Yeah. So I'm guessing he's not alive anymore.
No.
Okay, dilemma. Do I want to do that, or do I want to...
Does Barmy take fall damage?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, does Barmy take fall damage?
From what?
An ogre collapsing on top of you.
Which one?
Yes.
He's kind of at the bottom of a dog pile right now.
That's true.
I'm pretty close to declaring this area being difficult terrain from the stack of bodies. Being large bodies, specifically, as well. There's quite a pile-up going on in these 20 squares, 25-foot squares here.
And honestly, if an ogre who is standing over me, falling on me, hurts me, it would also hurt the ogre.
Well, the ogre's dead.
Bear in mind that these are all ogres that have been tripped over and then killed, pretty much.
Yep.
Marcus is going to reach down, casting a spell as he does so, and Morana gets a bunch of hit points back.
Oh joy. Does the healing start from my current count or from zero? I can never remember.
From where you are, negative.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Hoagzee rose. Raises is the correct term. Raises an interesting question. These ogres weigh roughly 650 pounds, and Barmy weighs, what, 30, 35? So, is Barmy being crushed by the bodies on top of him?
At the very least, there's an interesting logistical puzzle in retrieval of said Barmy.
Yeah, I'm going to say not yet, but if any more bodies get piled up there, it will definitely start becoming a possibility.
So apparently, Furt traded Marcus for Hoagzee. Cool.
As long as someone's on my team.
As long as it's interesting.
What's it like to have a turn?
Well, we do have a turn coat, if that's what you're wondering.
Oh, Marana, you're back up now.
Damn.
Marana uses her move action to pull herself up the wall.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Spits some blood on the ground with a growl. Says, I got one more for you. Those four ogres in the top lane need to make a reflex save.
One of them saved. Two of them saved.
They take 26 instead of 42.
21.
21, yeah. My brain went 52. Math.
Okay. I'm going to put a yellow box now around the area that is definitely difficult terrain from the stacks of bodies.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I think that's at least two bodies, maybe three. Yeah, piled up in these areas.
So if we're... How tall is this cave, by the way? Like the cave opening, how tall is this right now?
Well, the ogres are roughly 10 feet tall, and they look to have about 10 feet above them. Roughly. Okay. Maybe a little more.
So you're saying the ogre circus in here could actually perform the pyramid with at least a couple of ogres?
Yes. That would be a sight to be seen, but yes. That ogre is dead. This ogre really doesn't like Marana. So we'll return the favor of lightning bolts with javelins. Both missing. Who walks with birds?
The waltz continues.
Is your hammer a reach weapon?
No.
Okay.
Another crit threat.
Just say, I was thinking that you would have to step back because you have reach, but if it's not a reach weapon, you technically do not.
Nope.
Just because as a large creature you have reach doesn't mean all of your weapons do.
Indeed.
And that gets confusing to me sometimes. Okay. That's three potential hits with one potential crit chance, which does confirm if it were to hit.
Okay.
This could be good.
Come on, you bitch.
She's got three images left. We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
D4. Image. D3. Image. D2. You hit her.
With the crit.
Yes.
Oh.
Right.
This is a times three, yeah?
So she still has one image left. Because you didn't pop all three of them.
Times three.
But you do hit for a decent amount of damage.
So...
78. Holy shit.
That's 3, 6.
Yeah, you're rolling another plus 66 plus 30. So, yeah, that ought to be decent.
55 plus 26.
Ouch.
Bring that hammer down right across her fucking face.
You did. She felt it. But she's still up.
Sure.
What?
Ogre will step into this mess. Difficult terrain. And swing it, Dalmir. With no hope of hitting. That ogre is dead. Okay, why not? That's enough! Holy shit. This ogre starts running in and seeing the pile of bodies, does a dive and lands here. Dalmir will get an attack of opportunity.
Yeah, that'll miss.
Hey, Dalmir misses. That's unusual.
Not three, so.
Now, this ogre did an acrobatic double move to get here, so he doesn't get an attack. But he does get adjacent to Murana. Hi, Murana. This guy's pit continues to count down until it's no longer a pit. And that ogre's dead. That ogre continues to cower. You are actually really winning this fight pretty decently, so.
Don't jinx it.
Yep.
Don't worry, I'm already rebuilding my next character.
Yeah, Uruk, let's see what you do.
Throwing axe at the snake-like thing.
Yes. Well, that could potentially hit.
Of course it will.
It does not. It pops the final image.
You guys like to pop things, don't you?
What's she gonna do? Wait with bated breath.
I'm getting another mirror image.
She will 5 foot back to here, so she's not in the way of that chain anymore. Mm-hmm. As far as she's aware, at least. Thinking tactically. And she's going to Vital Strike with her Impaler of Thorns.
Okay. Nope.
That's tragic.
That is beautiful.
Yeah. And Krieg Ogre is still alive. Was hit by the lightning bolt. Will throw javelins at Murana. One hits.
Even with cover?
One moment.
The cover would be +2 to the AC. I think that hits with your armor.
Yeah, the armor puts me at 20, but give me a moment. Uh-huh. So, I'd forgotten I had these for a long time.
The arrow catcher gloves?
Yes.
Hmm.
Although I don't know if that would provoke if I used it. It doesn't say if it does or not.
Give it a shot, see what happens. Take a chance.
Actually, I'm just going to catch it and hold on to it.
All right. And that doesn't provoke.
Nope.
Very nice. Very, very nice. That ogre is also dead. Barmy is unconscious. Finn Warren.
Okay, well, she doesn't know that it can still reach her, so let's try and blind her this time. Let's see how that goes. Is that enough?
Not enough.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Yeah. Let's do another cursed wand on Zanisha this time. Okay, good. She takes 15 damage.
Holy shit.
Oh, she's down.
She falls.
Yes.
Nice.
Marcus.
Okay, let's start with Dalmir attacking this acrobatic ogre. For minimum damage.
It's all play bites, right?
No, it really isn't.
But that's why they're minimum damage. He's just playing.
Maybe he's fighting cautiously.
All these fun chew toys.
I'm assuming he goes over.
Yes. He does get tripped.
Is he actually still moving after that damage, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then that one will definitely miss. Okay. In which case... Yeah, Marcus will reach out, casting a spell on Morana, tap her on the shoulder, and she disappears, invisible. And then he'll take a 5-foot step back to get out of her way.
When you did that, did you do that defensively?
Was I actually in his reach?
Yeah.
I'm at 15. I'm at... Huh. Will you... I didn't realize I was still in his reach. I would have wanted to do that.
Yeah, roll defensive.
I was going to say, don't worry about it. I have a way to deal with him that doesn't provoke. And then I can get clear.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Marcus will still 5 foot back then. In which case, save the invisibility.
Still have your standard.
Yeah. Screw it. We'll cast Ray of Frost at this ogre once he's out of the reach range. So with bonus from haste, that 19 versus touch.
Does hit.
For a grand total of 1 cold damage.
Hey, it's extra points of damage. Point of damage.
Yeah.
Okay, Morana.
Morana looks at this ogre laying on the ground. He's using his buddy as a pillow. He looks pretty comfortable. How about a will save? That's not enough. Go the fuck to sleep. And Morana walks away.
Okay. Where are you walking to? Over there?
Yep, right there.
Cool. Okay. His last javelins he throws at Dalmir. Crit chance, but does not confirm. For 9 points of damage.
I'm assuming there's nothing special about these javelins.
Absolutely nothing. They're just normal javelins. Giant-sized javelins, but javelins nonetheless. Alright, walks with birds.
Could I, with just my move action, pick up Zanisha's body and then throw it up the stairs as I move, ultimately, to here?
What stairs are you throwing her body at?
These.
Behind me?
Yeah.
It'd be a move action to pick her up and then your move.
Oh, then no.
You're not doing any of that then?
Nope. Not if I can't attack this turn. That's more trying to put on an intimidating visage, even though I'm not trained in intimidate.
Okay, so what are you doing then?
So, that guy is on the ground. this individual?
Yeah, he's having a nice little nap.
Well, let's make him nap permanently.
So is that a coup de grace then?
No, it's just an attack. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You could have grabbed a full round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I couldn't get there with just a 5 foot.
21 more points of damage, and he is now awake. Though still prone.
So, rude awakening, then.
Quite. This ogre will attack Dalmir. Still misses. Will attack Dalmir, which I think both of those miss.
Mm-hmm. Because of haste, yes.
By like two. Yeah. It's real close, but still misses. This guy keeps chilling in the pit. Just waiting. Uruk.
I will move up between Marcus and walk with birds. And then use my a throwing axe on the ogre just next to walk with birds.
Okay. Well, the crit confirmation is a nat 1, so it definitely doesn't confirm. But you did have a crit chance, which is nice. Nat 20s are always good. Dealt 8 points of damage. Okay. Moving on. This guy get to there and attack Dalmir. Also missing. Barmy, you're still unconscious.
And I will probably remain so, sorry.
Finn Warren.
Yeah. I'm gonna switch to my other Wand of Magic Missile and firing that at the prone ogre right there. Oh, yay. That one. 6 damage.
It's still a magic missile, though, right?
Yeah.
So, it's still damage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That takes us to Marcus.
Yeah. Yeah, so where is that? Oh, that is... Oh, he's in that square. Okay, it's hard to see. Okay. Dalmir versus the currently prone ogre.
Yep. That will hit. Deals the damages.
Still fighting?
Mm-hmm.
That one hopefully will, because it's prone.
Just hits, yeah. And some more damage. Cool. Chipping away at him, aren't you?
Yeah, apparently so.
Still alive.
Okay. In which case... Yeah, might as well do another cantrip. See if that might just be enough to finish him off.
It does hit him.
For another 1 point of cold damage as the ray of frost leaks from Marcus's hand.
Mirana.
Alright, I have to DM you something that I have a question on.
Oh, sure.
By that wording, is it two separate rounds, or does that turn the casting into a full round action? Because that's written so badly.
That is written really badly, isn't it?
Yeah, because in my mind, that means you're sacrificing your whole round to cast the spell and do that. Otherwise, it's basically taking you out of 2 rounds to do something.
Okay, the way I'm reading this is any time after casting. So as long as you've got a touch spell off, against that target as a full round action.
Okay.
Right. And it doesn't have to be consecutive because it doesn't say immediately after.
So I'd have to cast it one round and then do it.
Right. As long as you've got a touch spell that hit the target at some point, then as a full round action, you have this option. That's how I'm reading this. Which is a lot more generously than you were, I think.
So you're saying I'd have to get up in their face, use that on them, and then thereafter it would be able to be used that way. That seems to me counterintuitive, because the whole point is to do this from a distance. Because the whole thing is to deliver the touch spell as a ranged touch.
So, okay, let's illustrate this with what's happened so far, right? Marcus has been using a ranged touch spell, that cantrip of Ray of Frost. To me, that would count as a touch spell being hit.
Okay, right.
Because it's against touch AC. Period. Ranged touch delivered through a familiar, spectral hand. Any way that you could deliver a touch spell to that target is viable with this wording, in my opinion.
So it's hitting them with any ranged touch first.
Right, because it says after casting a touch spell.
But it sounded like you were saying you have to hit them with it first and then do this.
As a full round action, the witch can designate a target and stab a pin into her poppet.
Okay, so that...
Now, it's not exactly worded well, as you said. Like, it doesn't say that you had to have hit with that touch spell. It doesn't even say it has to be the target of that touch spell. That's where the confusion comes in, right? Like, what's the point of the touch spell being cast if all this is just saying is, as a full round action, you can have a target and stab a pin in your poppet?
Okay, so basically, I could tap an ally, use that to cast the spell, and then store it.
I don't see why not. Like, with as vaguely as worded as this is.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like, a cure spell is a touch spell, right? So you could tap an ally adjacent to you and then stab your pin into your poppet to cast another cure spell on someone at range. So this isn't saying it's only an enemy. There's a lot of opportunity here, which is really cool. But it's worded vaguely to allow a lot of that opportunity, and because of that, it's very vague and hard to understand.
Uh-huh. Now, if I were to use it that way, would tapping them require that first cast to affect them?
You can hold a touch spell.
That's okay.
So you can cast a touch spell, and then if it's a full round action, which is what it sounds like, to do that thing...
Hold it until the next turn.
Unless that full round action also counts as casting a spell.
Yeah. That's a great reading.
Okay.
The existing spell, and you use that as...
Right, and that's why it's saying as a full round action, instead of delivering it with a normal touch, you stab your pin into your poppet, and that delivers your touch at range.
Okay, so I just need to cast and store it this round. Okay.
Yeah. No, holding the touch spell charge is a great way to read this. Thank you, Marcus.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking with it. I just wasn't sure because the way it was worded, I was like, so does that mean it just turns the standard into a full round? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so...
No, I really do like Marcus's interpretation.
Yep.
Because I think that is the intent of what this is meaning.
Yeah, that works for me. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, it's not clear at all.
No. Morana will cast something, and that'll be my turn.
What is being cast?
You'll find out next round.
Or you can make a Knowledge Arcana or Spellcraft.
I want to find out this round.
I will send you a DM.
I mean, just for the hell of it.
In the middle of combat, sense motive.
I suspect I know what it might be, but...
Oh, Finn rolled a nat 1 to recognize what's going on.
I'm too busy. What the hell?
Magic missiles consume your brain. Yeah, no, it's yes. You can't nat one fail a check, but still nat one on the 20 might get him the answer. I don't know.
Depends what level the spell it is.
It's just hilarious that the wizard fails the spell, right? Like, you're just nat ones it. Like, I don't know. It's not really trying too hard, just kind of side glances. That's great. This is Krieg Ogre. Spent his last things. He's going to step up because it's way too crowded there. He can't do much. He has no javelins left. Walks with birds.
Okay. I'm going to be a little bit more tactical with my attack this time around. First attack on our still prone friend to see if that finishes him off.
First attack, huh? Well, it does.
Okay. Then I'm going to use the rest of my turn to join the Thunderdome.
So.
In he goes.
No, where'd you go?
Yeah, now we can see him.
He's just swimming through the pile.
I have that as a movement speed. Corpse pile. Speed 10.
Yeah. Now, you've entered into difficult terrain now.
Yep.
You did not wade in far enough to get AOO'd, however. Good for you.
Indeed.
Yeah, this lane is like a ball pit of body organs and entrails and ruptured people. Ogre, rather. Ogres are people, too.
There's an odd glint of satisfaction in Walks with Bird's Eye.
Ogre will attempt to hit Delmir and fail. That ogre is dead. This ogre spends his last round in the pit. Supposedly.
Yeah, it'll end on my turn then.
Yep. You know what? It's just about the end of our normal recording time, so we're gonna cut it.
Nah.
Wait, what?
We're at the top of the order. We're going to call it here. Yeah.
Not finishing the fight.
I know. Mid-combat cut is never fun. Especially when we don't have some thing like calling for reinforcements or something to end on dramatically.
This is pretty rare, too. I mean, a whole session combat. Damn.
It must have been nice.
Sorry, Barmy. Fuck.
I'm not. Yeah. I think it's hilarious.
I'm glad you're amused. Like, highly. That's great.
You guys did really well. I've rolled a lot of dice, and I've had a couple crits, but nowhere near as many as could have happened.
No. Yeah, once Barmy goes down, your crit rate reduces. So there's that.
Is that what it was?
Only hit me with crits. Like,
my dice just hate tiny people, huh?
It lined up really well.
We have a secret weapon. If in trouble, kill off Barmy.
Oh, no. That's a small issue.
Oh, no.
He almost lived a short life.
Oh.
That's all the time we have for now. To learn more about the show, the cast, etc., head over to wayward-expeditions.com.